Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We've teamed up with Stone Temple Pilots and Snoqualmie Casino to raise funds for Mary's Place. And this will be a special acoustic evening with STP. Yep, Stone Temple Pilots kicking off their acoustic North American tour on February 7th at Snoqualmie Casino. That's actually not too long from now.
Nope.
That is going to be showing up real soon.
Perfect gift for the holidays.
Oh,
put it under the tree.
And a portion of the proceeds from each ticket sold goes to Mary's Place. They do great work for folks that have homeless issues. And the tickets are on sale right now at snocasino.com. We're also going to have a silent auction with items from Stone Temple Pilots and others. That's going to be the night of the show. So lots of ways you can help donate to a great cause, and that's Mary's Place. You want to see STP live acoustic style? Get more info, KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
Wednesday, so we could whack him instead.
Oh, yeah.
Whack it.
Yeah. Let's see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
I'm glad you try.
The little thing there with the no.
You want to try that little joke you did?
No. Second time.
Same as the verse.
Yeah. We'll give you the floor because I'm sure probably you had time to think about the way you want to do that segue that went so badly in the first beat makes.
No, the way you guys responded to that made me realize that I shouldn't have Whacking and Crazy. Steve's baby together at any point in time. So,
fair enough. Well, if anyone wants to check it out, radio.com. Check out the 6 a.m. podcast.
It's radio brilliance. I think that when we go to the morning convention, I just
year. We don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, let's just get to our contestant right now. We've got Brian in University Place. Brian, are you there?
I am here.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Awesome prize, and that's tickets to check out Def Leppard, Motley Crue, ooh, Poison, and what? Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Wow.
All of them performing at T-Mobile Park on September 2nd. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets to check out that show, tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. through LiveNation.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Brian will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Brian, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
For which team did Baseball Hall of Famer Roberto Clemente play 18 seasons?
White Sox?
No.
Red Sox?
No.
Indians?
No. Which tech company stopped using the ad slogan Think Different in 2002?
Dell?
No.
Apple?
Yes. What number in degrees do the angles inside a square add up to?
360?
Yes. The Niagara Falls empties into which great lake?
Ontario?
Yes. What is the active ingredient in smelling salts?
Sodium phosphate?
No.
Pass.
What video game series features the cities Vice City and San Andreas?
GTA. Grand Theft Auto.
Yes. Since 2016, who has portrayed Donald Trump on SNL?
Alec Baldwin.
Yes. What is the first name of the female protagonist in 1984's A Nightmare on Elm Street?
Jennifer Connelly?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
Oh, that's not too shabby.
No, not too bad.
Greatest.
Right down the middle there. And somehow I have a feeling that, just judging by this past week, he's probably going to tie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, he's done it the last 3 times in a row. And
he surely has.
And who doesn't like a streak?
And Steve's got a streak, all right.
Steve?
Yes?
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Just end this tie.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, get a victory and make a baby.
What?
Huh?
Well, whack it.
I don't know. I'm hoping that by winning, my wife goes into labor.
Oh, wow.
That'll do it.
Like,
yeah.
That's what's holding it back.
Me too. Yeah, ties. Yeah. I'm hoping as well.
Yeah, that's it.
This child doesn't want to come into this world with just, you know, a mediocre father.
Oh, wow.
He's a winner.
Oh, I get it.
Awesome
if that happens.
She's waiting for you to get a win.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
If you put a microphone up to my wife's belly, be like, what do you think of your father right now?
Mediocre.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
Very it's mediocre. Crazy. Yeah, she sounds a lot like Richard Sherman.
Well, she's going to be a champion. That's why.
That's very true.
Baby's first words.
Yeah.
Don't you open your mouth about the best.
Oh, boy. Whoa.
Well, that's looking aggressive.
Wow.
Wow.
Sorry, we didn't mean to talk about you.
Don't you ever talk about me.
Okay.
Hey, sorry, baby.
Well, your baby is really aggro.
Right?
This is a joke, right?
I guess it is.
Well, I'm guessing you're ready. For which team did Baseball Hall of Famer Roberto Clemente play 18 seasons?
Oh, Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yes.
Nice.
Which tech company stopped using the ad slogan Think Different in 2002?
Different.
Apple. Yes. What number in degrees do the angles inside a square add up to?
180.
No.
360.
Yes.
Nice.
The Niagara Falls empties into which great lake?
That would be Lake Michigan.
No.
Lake Havasu.
But no.
Niagara. Lake Erie.
No.
Lake Ontario.
Yep, too late. What is the active ingredient in smelling salts?
Alcohol.
No.
Pepper.
No.
Crack.
No. What video game series featured the cities Vice City and San Andreas?
Grand Theft Auto.
Yes. Since 2016, who has portrayed Donald Trump on SNL?
I don't know. Alec Baldwin.
Yes, you do know.
Nice.
What is the first name of the female protagonist in 1984's A Nightmare on Elm Street?
First name? Carrie?
No.
Cindy?
No.
Marsha?
No.
Marsha.
What age of exploration began on October 4th of 1957?
I don't even know.
There was no
69.
Answer.
69.
Yeah. No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have another tie.
Miggs is not coming
she's
out.
Not coming out today.
You have got to be kidding me.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Well, you won, Bride. That's what you get with a tie, buddy. Good job.
I'll take it.
Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to get your prize, sir.
Mediocre.
Yeah. Stop it. She's not coming out. The baby's in the. You're mediocre.
Yeah.
Mediocre.
Hadn't said Lake Havasu.
I don't know.
Okay, because that's not a great lake. So
I was trying to sound it out.
Yeah.
Did a great job. You are so mediocre that your baby has decided, yeah, I'm going to wait for someone else to come along. I don't care what it is.
Does anybody know the active ingredient in smelling salts?
I don't.
It's ammonia.
Ammonia?
Oh, that's what does it?
Mm-hmm.
Man. Yep, that'll wake you right up.
Okay.
And then the first name of the female protagonist in 1984's A Nightmare on Elm Street. Nancy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was she a big part of it that we should know that?
Yeah, yeah. Like
I always thought Johnny Depp. Well, I thought Johnny Depp was the guy.
No, really? Johnny Depp was the boyfriend who got turned into a fountain of blood.
Oh, nice. Okay. So she was the one.
Yeah, yeah. He tried to have action with her and then got murdered because that's what happens.
That's what happens. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Nancy's the star of this show.
Yeah, she was in the first 2 or 3,
oh,
I think.
All right. Well, all right then.
So yeah, yeah.
I don't think I realized that.
Well, there you go. You should go back and watch them.
Yeah, I don't know if I
Yeah, I mean, okay, yeah, you don't really need to. But congratulations to Brian on tying Steve.
Yeah, if you tie or beat Steve, number one, you get a prize. Number two, Steve's baby won't come. So that's how it's going to be. Yeah.
I got to start eating some fish or something, get some brain food going.
Not going to happen. That's what's going to happen there. No baby. Wow. So what that means is we got to come back in tomorrow and you got to win Beat Biggs.
Apparently.
Jeez.
Sorry, guys.
Man, I thought we were going to. I had plans. You're ruining all. Your baby is ruining all my plans.
Board game plans?
Maybe.
Late night board game plans?
Maybe.
Ah, screw it. Do it anyway.
No, I can't.
I live once.
Yeah, I can't. I got to be, you know what? Someone's got to run this ship. You're mediocre.
It's true.
Can't have two mediocre performances here. All
mediocre.
Right. So. Survey was done, found out that guess what? About 25% of us, guess what we haven't started doing?
Haven't started doing. Winning and beat Mings.
Okay, that's you. Anybody else want to guess? Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Steve took two guesses. Danny, I thought it was going to be your time.
He's just getting ready for Beat Mings tomorrow. He's got right. Yeah.
I got to get my brain moving, exactly. Guys. Sorry.
That's what it is.
You know what? I don't care about anyone else's emotions at this point. Yeah. It's time for me to win. Yeah.
So somebody asks, okay, all right, fine. What's the most stressful part of the holiday? And I think you know what number one is. Okay, maybe you don't know what number one is. There you go. Yes. Jesus. This kid's never going to come out. You understand that, okay?
She's too embarrassed.
Yeah, jeez, yeah. And, shopping for gifts, the number one stressful thing for people during the holidays. But there are 9 other things that are stressful. Anybody want to take a shot or at least tell us what your most stressful thing is? See if it's on the list. Outside of shopping.
This baby being born.
This baby being born. Yes, this year, that's true. Yeah.
During the holidays, sometimes it's just family get-togethers, I'd say.
Yeah, family get-togethers. They're saying traveling and visiting family, attending parties and social events. Yeah, that pretty much goes right in there. Family politics also is on that list. Oh, that's a beating.
Oh, the minute politics get started talking about, I go and have to go take a poop, and I just go in the bathroom and play on my phone for about 15 minutes and hope that it's over.
I think it's different when they say family politics. That is when someone is not getting along with somebody and you've got to, and the place is fractioned.
Oh, that I don't mind. I'll stick around and watch that.
Oh, you stick around for that.
That's the best. Yeah, that drama's fun.
It never involves me, so I don't mind.
Number 3, probably Vicky loves, but I think a lot of people are stressed out about.
Baking.
Cooking.
Close. There you go. Yeah. Number 3 is cooking. Yep, extra cooking. People hate it. That's number 3 that people stress out about.
Probably stress around knowing that our mom's just going to swoop in and do it better.
Well, it's kind of crazy because my roommate's mom is flying in, and we're going to have multiple ladies in the kitchen, so it's going to be a showdown.
So your roommate's mom is coming in, and is your mom going to be part of this too?
Yeah, we're all going to have Christmas together.
Oh, there could be like mom beef going on.
No, it's
going
to be great.
So, Vicky, have you...
I've seen that movie.
Look at Vicky double dipping. I don't know if you're supposed to have Christmas and Thanksgiving at one place. I thought you had to share that around.
We're doing it at her house, but I'm going to be cooking up a storm.
Oh, I see. So you're going to mom's house, and you're bringing somebody else. Else's mom too.
Yeah,
it's mom wars.
It's
mom
a mom wars. Off.
Oh man, dude! Yo,
is anyone making tamales?
Oh hell yeah, we are. It's Christmas, of course.
I say it's a season,
but you can
tamales.
Never eat them when they make them.
You gotta come over.
That's gonna be you know what? Maybe I need a little escape for a minute, so I might swing by.
Okay, maybe after wrestling.
So how about this? Number 4 is very surprising to me, and I there's one reason why I can think. Number 4 is receiving gifts that people get stressed out about. Do you get stressed out about receiving gifts?
No.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
Wow. Right. Okay.
Because then at that point you have to, it's the worry of not getting the same amount of price for the gift for somebody.
Oh, that you feel like you just totally
got. So get them something cheap or something and then I suddenly am getting something that's more expensive. I feel really bad. And then I have to go get more things, and it's a vicious cycle.
Or vice versa, when you go to somebody's house and you're not expecting them to get you anything, and then they all have gotten you something, and you're just kind of feeling bad. That happened at my girlfriend's last
year. I do hate that.
Yeah.
I do. That's why if you're going anywhere, you got to at least bring flowers or something, right? Then you got to bring us something.
Well, I brought food from my mom's house, but it was just like, I didn't think they were going to get me actual gifts, and they got me gifts.
Oh, so you kind of feel,
And I was just like,
so you always just keep some random junk in
the
car.
Dude, she's your girlfriend. Sure. Of course they're going to get you something. Yeah, that's how it goes. They don't want a person to feel left out.
I've been there before. We've seen spot with Danny in the past where it's like, sitting around like, everybody got me a gift and I didn't get anyone anything.
Yeah, exactly. You got a pro tip.
So I just go to the bathroom and pretend to poop for 15 minutes.
Is that your answer for everything?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, right. I thought that was going to go down a different road. Like, I just go to the bathroom and then I got a gift for him.
Oh, gee.
I got some coal, but it's not coal. It's close enough, boys.
Shanta brought you an Upper Decker.
Yikes.
No, too soon? Okay, fine. Here's what I would like to say right now. And I'm going to give you, you know how I have my rules for everything?
Yes.
Here's the rules for giving and receiving gifts.
Oh,
and
good.
I want all my friends and family to know this.
Pretty
much should have an idea where somebody is financially in their life. You may not know exactly what they're making, but you pretty much know how they're doing. How do you know? You see the car, their life, how they're living. So if someone's an idiot and goes above and beyond their financial status to get you a gift, I wouldn't feel bad about that. I'm going, what are you doing? I mean, all right, you want to be that much of a moron. But on the other side, if somebody you know can afford the gift they gave you, they're doing it because they like you and they know you're not going to be able to get them an expensive gift. That's not the point. The point is they go, this is something I don't think you would get for yourself because you can't. Here you go.
Yeah.
And so that's why I will never feel uncomfortable anymore, no matter what I get anybody and what I get. Because if you don't know somebody's situation, then you're ignorant. And if somebody overspends, they're an idiot. Because, you know, and I'm going to go, all right, well, thank you for this Rolex. I mean, I know you work at a fast food restaurant, but all right, I will enjoy it in good health. I will never forget Tom Likas, who was a radio broadcaster. He used to buy me dinners and take me out. And the guy, of course, had a great career. And I said, you know what, Tom, I feel bad. I'm coming to L.A. You pick your favorite restaurant and we'll go out to dinner.
Please let it be Chick-fil-A.
And dude, that's pretty much what he picked, a restaurant that I looked at the menu and I'm like, this is really cool that he didn't go crazy because he knew my situation. He picked a place that I could reasonably afford. And you know, Tom has got great taste in food and wine. There was no way that was his favorite restaurant.
Right.
But he didn't want me to be like wrecked. I really always appreciated him for that because he just, you know, he was like, oh, let me say, it was a good restaurant, but I know it wasn't like top of the place.
It wasn't his typical place that he would go to.
Yeah. And then when he takes you out, forget about it. I mean, but I really appreciate that because he's aware. He knows. So just apply that to Christmas presents.
So lesson to know is always go get dinner with Tom Likas and make him
Yes,
right.
Exactly. That's the big lesson right there.
I'll remember that next time.
Remember that one. Yeah, so there you go. There's your Christmas stressors right there. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about. Your calls. Your texts. 917 on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. Brought to you by Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It is a very simple concept. You call in and you decide what we talk about. But Steve does still have a rule.
And that's to show some energy and bring it, BJ. Otherwise, you shall be gone. And we'll have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Amy in Covington, you are on the Rock.
Hey, what's up, BJ?
Amy, welcome to the show. What you got for us?
So, and hey to y'all also.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
What's up?
Yeah. There you go. Everybody, we talked to little baby Migs. We got Lulu. Everybody got a what's up. What's
I
up,
like baby? Fried chicken.
Hey, Nick kid. Hey, what's up, chicken kid? Yeah. What you got, Amy?
So I wanted to talk about the worst Christmas present I received.
Oh, okay. We talked about that earlier this week. Yeah, what was yours?
Well, my mother-in-law and I, we spend the holidays with my husband's family.
Okay.
And so, I mean, every year for years and years and years, I'm considered family, right?
Yeah.
So everybody's there, and my mother-in-law bought everybody like leather jackets, guitars, I mean, just out of control stuff. I mean, just tons of presents spoiled rotten. And I'm opening my gifts, and I have, like, maybe, I don't know, nothing even close to the amount as they have. And every single item I opened was from the dollar store.
There you go. That's love right there. That's mother-in-law love right there. Wow.
I went home, I put it all in a black trash bag and threw it out.
So I'm thinking that you don't have the best relationship with your mother-in-law.
Oh, we get along, but we argue. She's overbearing. I set my boundaries and she didn't like it.
Yeah, you guys are good. You know, you're getting dollar store presents.
She's just like letting you know what's up. Like, she went out of her way to get expensive gifts for everybody else. Yeah. But for you, dollar store.
She's being vindictive, and I've been a part of the family for like 27 years.
You're the wife for 27 years?
We'll be married 20, but we were together for a long time before.
Have you returned a favor? Getting her anything great for Christmas? And by great, I mean awful.
Actually, yes.
What'd you do?
Well, then it was her birthday, and I bought her a few things from the dollar store and, like, a really bad-smelling candle.
Oh, there you go. You guys have a great relationship.
Well, we get along, but she's just...
See?
She's nuts.
Yeah, you're not getting along. You know what you are, Amy? You're tolerating each other. There's a difference between getting along. This is a bitter tolerance is what this is.
And what do you get, a Yankee candle?
Yeah,
get Autumn
much.
Dookie? Their new scent?
Yeah.
If you guys saw her, you would just freak out.
Oh, dude, you've got 20 years of this B from Apartment C. Yeah, you are not. You are
tolerant. I should relate to a television show that got canceled in one season.
I got him. Yeah, but you know, Kristen Ritter is awesome. Kristen Ritter really does play a B character everywhere she goes, whether she's getting killed as Jesse's girlfriend or she's throwing people around as Jessica Jones.
Wow, yeah. Spoiler, buddy.
Right? For that show, I have no idea he's talking about.
No, the spoiler was from Jeff from Breaking Bad. Yeah. That's spoiler.
He was Jesse's girlfriend.
Right. Yeah.
I forgot that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you remember she was a sparkling personality in that, too.
Yeah. You know, she had some problems.
Yeah. She always plays these great, just bad characters. Kristen Ritter, I love her. It is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. Let's go to Jason and Yelm. 206-421-ROCK. Jason, you are on the Rock.
Woo! What's going on, fellas?
So, Jason, what's up with you, sir?
Man, so I wanted to talk about something that strikes me kind of close because, like, I was born and raised here in the Pacific Northwest and grew up on the music here.
Yeah.
Hell, grew up listening to you guys, you know?
Appreciate that. So,
joined the Army, been gone for about, you know, off and on years and years. Just got back from deployment about 4 days ago. And so we had a lot of standing around time while we reintegrated. So I got to talking to some people that aren't from this region or whatnot about music. And it seemed like a consensus with a lot of these guys that they really had a sense of, like, prejudice almost against bands that wanted to replace the front man of the band, like Alice in Chains or, you know, Sublime.
But it's an old argument, Jason. Boy, Chris, Steve, how many times have we had to bring this up on the show, people not digging that?
And usually the band that is the reason is Alice in Chains. Which is crazy because William Duvall is so damn good, and they've been the band forever now. It's like at this point, they have a complete discography with William as their front man.
Well, they forget about, like, you know, AC/DC and right. Van Halen and these guys. And a couple of them started talking, and I got a tattoo of Mother Love Bone on my arm.
Oh, yeah.
And
nice.
They asked me what that was about, and so I pulled up some YouTube videos of, you know, Andy Wood, and then I pulled up some YouTube videos of, you know, Eddie Vedder and the band doing, you know, Stardog Champion or, you know, Chloe Dance or any of these songs, and they had a problem with that, and it just really irks me that, like, it's the band. It's not one person. It's the band, and they just want to keep on rocking and keep music, and I don't know what the deal is with some people.
You can't, you know what, though, Jason?
You have the right attitude.
You can't win, because I know there are Pearl Jam fans out there that are just, like, not digging the new Pearl Jam stuff, which I've come late to the party, to the Pearl Jam party. I like their last album probably better than anything they've done. Mm-hmm. But that's just because this is where I'm at in my life, and I feel like they're singing to me where I'm at in my life.
And there's a few of my friends that feel the same way. I love the new record, but nothing will come close to, like, the first few records for me. It's just... But it's all because of when I first discovered them,
exactly.
And there's something nostalgic about that. I just don't get the argument of people getting their panties in a bunch about a band continuing without their singer. But no one ever seems to be upset with AC/DC. No one ever seems to be upset with, like, a band like Iron Maiden, who had a different lead singer originally.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody ever has a problem with those bands. You know, or maybe because there's no social media, they didn't have a platform to bitch about it, whereas we do now. It's like, if you don't like Alice in Chains with William Duvall, then never listen to their music. Problem solved.
Simple.
Like, you don't have to. No one's forcing you to. But for us Alice in Chains fans that are happy to see them continuing, and actually, I genuinely love every record they've put out with William Duvall. I think they're all fantastic. Is he Lane? Absolutely not.
But is the band still great? Yes. They're just a different band to me, like in a different vibe. I mean, it's still Alice in Chains because you got Jerry, you got Sean, you know, Mike on bass. And granted, even Mike, you know, wasn't the original bassist. I mean, it's just funny how people get all worked up and are like so possessive about a band. And it's like, just be happy if they're continuing to do what they love to do. If you don't want to listen to it, that's fine. I haven't listened to a Radiohead record in forever. But I still look back fondly on the Radiohead records I liked. I just think the new stuff is crap for me. And but I know people love it. It's just, for me, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, and you get to not like something and then not listen to it, watch it, whatever, not go to that restaurant. But the idea that people think, no, I don't like it and nobody else should, so I'm going to scream and yell about it, is the dumbest concept I've ever heard.
I always love that. Nobody likes this version. And I'm like, oh, that's funny. I was at a sold-out show with them performing. I think there's a couple people who still like it. It might not be on the same level as the old Alice in Chains, quote-unquote, but there's still a large number of people who are very happy to see that band touring, myself included.
Dude, it's the, you know, for me, of course, it's the sci-fi. And every once in a while, Facebook will start promoting, like, hey, don't forget, catch up on the seasons of Star Trek Discovery. And every time, there are idiots that post how they hate the show. So it's like, dude, what do you wait for them to post on for us folks that want it, that like the show? You just wait to say you hate it? It'd be like standing outside a McDonald's going, I hate McDonald's. And I'd be like, well, go find a restaurant you like. What are you doing? Why would you why are you spending your life here where you don't like something when you could go to places that you do like something? Makes no sense to me.
People want to put all their energy towards being miserable.
It really is. You're absolutely right. And I thought I was the king of misery. These people beat me, man. I've lost my touch. Let's go to Christy in Bonnie Lake. Christy, you are on your rock. Or on, actually, our rock and your, man, it's everybody's rock. Why not?
Hi.
Hi, Christy. Welcome to the show. What you got?
Well, actually, if it's okay, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Nice. Thank you, Christy. And thank you so much for being with us. That's awesome.
And I was listening to the caller before, so I have to take a little sidestep and give credit to Andy Wood.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was a freshman. We went to high school, the same high school.
Oh, wow.
So I was a freshman. He was a senior. He had to retake freshman English, so we were in class together. And he was my rock star crush. So anyway, props to Andy and the guys, but... I was calling because Steve's having a baby in December, baby girl. Yep. My husband and I have a daughter who's going to be 15 this Friday. Happy birthday to her. If you're looking for tips on how to have her go into labor, you've probably been told all these things, right?
He's got to take her on a bumpy log road, see a 4D movie with a spicy burrito. And
then go to Costco for the body shaking machine.
Yeah,
that's what she's currently doing right now.
That's the plan.
While drinking Castro.
What else can we add to this, Christy?
Well, I went to the doctor the Friday before she was born, and they said, oh, you might not have her till after the first of the year. I'm like, oh my gosh, no. We're going to get this tax deduction this year.
Nice. Little baby tax deduction.
It. You are awesome.
And she was already like almost 9 pounds. So,
wow.
Yeah, so we went out and had a really big dinner on Saturday night, and we went home and maybe we visited a little bit, had some relations.
Oh.
And apparently I was in labor all day Sunday, and I didn't know that. And sure enough, she was born on Monday. So,
I don't know if having relations with you, Christy, is going to help my wife have birth, though.
All right.
I appreciate the offer.
But look,
best of luck to you.
You got
to
take one for the team. Tell your wife, honey, this woman called in and said if I had relations with her, you would give birth quicker. I've got to take one for the team, sweetheart.
Crazier things have happened,
babe.
You
know, listen.
If dad or we go logging.
Doing it for the little one. Oh, that is so awesome. Yeah, you know, again, we have heard that if you have relations, the baby probably gets horrified and like, I have got to get out of here. What are you idiots doing? Gosh, please, get
Let
a room.
Free.
Yeah.
Or now they're like, there's the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, God. That's not probably the right thing.
No, that's probably not the right thing. So,
well, hey, best of luck to us, right?
Yeah, best of luck to you.
I'll add that one to my list.
Wow. Let's go to Eric in Issaquah, 206-421-ROCK. Eric, you are on the rock. Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, guys, how's it going?
I'm doing good.
Really?
What?
Okay, thanks. Okay. Eric, excuse me. You are on the rock, sir. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to start off with a question for all of you guys. How big are your TV screens at home?
Jeez, for a minute there, I did not know where that was going to go.
Well, I wear a size 12.
Vicky would win that one if you had that. That was the question I thought it was. Vicky's the biggest, actually. We're very, very jealous of what Vicky's doing.
Man, I'm going to get TV shamed.
I know. My only. I've had someone actually give me a hard time on Twitter about this. A couple people.
Okay.
Like, what is my TV? That's like 41 inches.
Oh, yeah. You're a
teeny
loser.
Tiny.
I mean, that's
big enough.
I got a 40-inch in the kitchen just on the counter.
You're a big loser. Sorry.
Okay, so you guys all have decent sized TV screens at home, right?
Well, Peter's got a 99-incher, I guess.
Yeah, I do.
How big is your TV?
It's probably like between 70 and 80. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay. So you guys were talking about the Ford versus Ferrari movie the other day.
Yes.
I went and saw it a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And that movie is like 80 to 90% storyline and character development, the interactions between Carol Shelby, Ford Company, Ken Miles, and
yeah.
all that.
Yeah, okay.
The rest of it is the racing action, which is will not be lost on a good-sized screen TV at home, but it definitely does benefit a lot from the big screen and the big sound in the theater.
Agreed.
So I do highly recommend catching it in the theater if you can. But if you don't worry. The action will still be good on a nice big TV at home.
No, right, well, that's good
news.
It's
funny. We were thinking,
like, I appreciate that.
We went to that movie just on a whim, and in the back of my mind, I'm like, this seems like a movie we don't need to see in a theater. And then when we got there, and I'm 1,000% on board with you. 80% story, 20% crazy racing action. And for that 20%, it was so worth being at a theater to see it. It was so cool. The audio and the video, it was so great to see on that large of a screen.
Yeah, you know, unless you've got yourself a TV viewing room, which a lot of the fancy houses have now, they're just getting these media rooms where acoustically you can, you know, recreate a little bit of that theater experience.
Yep.
I've got good speakers in my living room, but I don't have the acoustics and the wall space. That gets the right. Sound's not bouncing the right way.
And it's just not big and beefy.
Yeah, it's not.
Come to our theater where it's big and beefy.
Now, don't you insult my stereo. It's pretty big and beefy. But yeah, I there are movies that I believe should be seen on the big screen for that reason, which is why, you know, when I see somebody, like I'm on a plane and I see somebody watching a movie on their phone and it's an epic movie,
mm-hmm.
I'm just like, you're completely, you know, you're missing all of it. You know, if it's a sci-fi thing or something with just wonderful cinematography, I'm like, your stupid little phone is not going to give you what you need. And I almost want to rip it out of their hands and go, you don't get to watch this movie. You're too much of an idiot.
You don't deserve this movie.
I agree. I feel
really aggressive, man.
It's totally. I just look at them. It happened on the plane yesterday coming home from Philadelphia. I mean, he's watching a good sci-fi epic, and I'm just like, you know what, dude? You're getting nothing. Your phone is like, it's not even like a big iPhone. It's like a little, I want to kick it out of his hand.
It's like having a 41-inch TV in your living room, right?
Yeah.
It's no different.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. I'm not going to lie to you. You kind of disappoint me. I can't believe I work with such a Luddite.
I mean, I'm at an age where I see well still, so I don't have to worry about those things.
Oh, look at Vicky with the short foot, gang chains, the gang signs.
Oh.
While wearing glasses.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
I am so gangster.
You realize the irony, Alanis, that he's making fun of eyesight and you got specs on over there?
These are the blue anti-Blu-ray ones. Or the
first there were blue
anti-Blu-ray ones? What, do you put them on so you can't watch TV?
No, they actually just block out the weird rays from a screen so my eyes don't go bad.
Oh, look at you fancy.
They're not, they don't actually have any prescription
to
them.
So this will stop?
This helps so your eyes don't get strained.
Oh, really?
So if I put those on, it's not going to do anything weird?
I mean, you're going to look weird because you always look weird.
Well, I mean, I think I'd look cool with glasses.
Steve.
Actually, you would look like Joe Coy.
Steve, I'm looking for those glasses, okay?
Yeah.
They just look like glass. You think someone's just punking her and they don't do anything?
I don't know. My eyes feel better. One? I did scratch them, though, so enjoy.
Somebody sold you a pair of glasses that look like they're just like glass, and they're telling you they will save your eyes.
How about you, like, clean them every once in a while?
I did. It's
like
they're all
blurry in them.
It's because they're scratched.
Then why are you wearing them? It hurts my eyes.
My eyes are hurting more without them because I've been on the screen for the last couple days.
But Steve says he can't see anything. Do you think maybe that's why your eyes are hurting?
Spots on them.
There's a scratch right there. I'm waiting for my other ones in the mail.
Oh, my God.
What did you pay for those?
Like $10.
Nice.
Okay. If you're paying $10 for things to put on for your eyes, it can't be that great.
Is it like, I don't know, I know it's not FDA, but is it whatever doctor approved?
I don't know.
Like,
optometry.
Eating it or swallowing it.
This is one of those dad purchases, like, oh, you spend a lot of time in front of screens. You need to get some of these glasses, and to get them off my back, I got them.
Would you tell your father that when something is at that low of a price point and it's supposed to save your eyes, that's probably crap? I'm just going to say that because anything that costs $10 that's supposed to save your body parts from anything, I think is probably a scam, at least for that particular item. There might be something out there that's better, but for $10?
It might have been $10.50.
Oh, that's different than $10.50.
Yeah, that's what you're pointing to.
Without shipping.
That's the Mercer Island price right there. Listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got more of your calls, more of your texts, as Vicky's going blind at 9:36 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Trevor and Bonnie Lake, you are on The Rock.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Pretty good, Trevor. How about you, buddy? What you got?
Oh, not too bad. Just wanted to say I've been listening to you guys since the day I can remember listening, and this is the first time I've called into the show.
Nice.
Good to have you.
Hey, Trevor.
Yeah, I just heard you guys talking, I believe it was with Vicky, about those glasses, kind of giving her a little bit of a hard time.
Yes.
I just was calling in. I know you guys all, I'm sure you all have cell phones. You know how you got that comfort view option in your bar on your phone? It's the same concept. It's something they put in the glass that filters out blue light, mm-hmm. which is harmful to the eyes. I don't know very much about anatomy, but I know there's a certain part of the eye that it the blue light affects, causes stress on our eyes and affects our vision.
So how much do you have a pair of these?
No, I don't actually have a pair of them. I've just I've heard of them, and I know it's like the similar concept to what they do on that option that they have on.
Now, Trevor, I don't disagree that this could exist. I just want to talk to somebody who's a professional that will tell me that in fact these do what they say they do. That's all I want to find out, and I was hoping that you had a pair. And I also want to talk to somebody who will tell me what I should expect to pay for a really good pair of these. You know, that I can be sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. I feel like $10, man. I don't know. I think $10 is just too damn cheap for something that's supposed to really be helpful to your eyes like that, but maybe I'm wrong.
Somebody says, those glasses have changed my life, and yes, for $10, they work. I have the blue light protection built into my normal prescription. Another person working on a computer all day just purchased those glasses on Amazon. They do seem to help. Next text, I don't care if Vicky's glasses do anything or not. She's 10 times hotter with them on.
Aww. Oh, well, there is that.
Yeah, technically, my prescription has the blue light block in them, too, but they weren't $10. I'll get that out there.
How much?
$69.
$175. Yeah, that's...
But they're with his regular eyeglass thing.
Sure.
So in order for it to be legit, you have to spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
Well, see, I don't know if Danny got overcharged, because, I mean, maybe it's the frames. You paid for the frames, too, Danny. The lenses never cost nearly as much as the frames do when you buy eyeglasses.
The person says, I work long hours on screens. As an engineer, Vicky is right. I have a pair of gamer glasses. Saves myself from migraines.
Okay. And did he pay just $10? If he did, I want to, you know, it's just Vicky's look like they are just some idiot said, hey, let's put some...
Well, she's also, scuffed up. I mean, she really hasn't spent a lot of time keeping them together.
I basically got the cheapest one to see if I could handle glasses, because I've never worn glasses in my life. So it's kind of like, you know, when you get that pet rock before you get your dog to see if you can handle the responsibility.
It's about the same.
I apparently cannot handle the responsibility of fancy glasses.
No, my father would just say, I was like that as a kid. I could never get the ones I wanted because he goes, you're just going to break them.
Right.
So his whole thing. He was right.
Gaming ones are about $50 to $100 for video game ones.
Okay, so what's the difference between those and the ones that Vicky gets? See, that's my point. If you're gaming or you're looking at a screen for a long period of time, isn't it the same thing and therefore it should be the same kind of glass and therefore should be the same price? So is Vicky getting robbed or are they getting robbed?
Do you feel like you're getting less headaches?
I feel like, so when I'm looking at my screen, like on my phone too much, it starts to get a little blurry, because when I wear those, I don't get that as often. And
all
it's
right.
Not like a blur, like I can't see. It's like my eyes are getting really tired and watery and I can't see. So I have to...
I've had that happen where you're like, okay, I got to put my phone down. I'm staring at this thing for no apparent reason.
Right.
I need to watch TV, fix my eyes.
Look further away.
Yeah, I need to look at something else.
Oh, I hope they can put that technology in contact lenses, because I'd buy those. Because I don't want to wear glasses. I wore them for all my life and I hated them, and I'm so happy to be glasses free. But now you're saying I might have to put them back on again? I was able to finagle so that I don't need to wear the glasses that make you see close up, whatever they call them.
Bifocals?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bifocals. Because I don't have glasses, but I also have the two different lenses with different strengths, and it tricks your brain into thinking that. So I'm at my age, I can read like a normal person in their 20s, which a lot of my older friends go, how can you do that? And I go, well, you don't have contact lenses, and therefore you don't have prescription. It doesn't. I actually have an advantage over you because I can't see.
What about those mood glasses? You guys ever rock those?
Yellows and the reds and the purples?
Yeah, back in my stupid days. Fun party days.
That was like part of they call it light therapy?
Yeah.
Is that what they called it for you too?
Yeah, like each color can do something different.
Yeah.
But for us and all of our friends, we would just like get really wasted and then be like, whoa, everything feels yellowish. Just because, you're looking through a yellow pair of sunglasses.
Yeah. My wife.
Whoa, everything's blue. No, you try these. I'll try yours. You try mine. And then you're like, damn it, I got the worst ones. Give me mine back. And then all of a sudden they're gone.
Did you pay for them?
Yeah.
Oh, see, you got
$20 for a pair.
See, I think we're all getting taken for a ride by some of this stuff. I'm not saying all of it, but my wife fell for that stuff too, and
it served its purpose. We just wanted to be wasted and look at stupid stuff in a different filter.
No, for you guys, yes,
its purpose.
I mean, money if you're well getting spent. High, those kind of things will do it. But the real use of those, Steve, was supposed to be to heal you.
Right. This is a calming blue.
Yeah, and it didn't do anything.
This
for me.
One stimulates your creativity. It's purple.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sure it does something for someone.
It's all new age. To me, it's new thought, new age, mumbo jumbo, which I have a very bad taste in my mouth over. And currently, my wife is being made fun of by Dr. Pokey for believing in all that stuff. And I love that.
Is she going to kick him out of her place?
No, Dr. Pokey, I'm finally happy that somebody has had her come to her senses after these 30 years of her doing all this stuff. And he's just like, dude, that stuff is crap. You know what? He's like, look, what I've been doing, he goes, it's part of, Asian medicine for years. This, red glasses and green glasses and, they're going to change your life?
I don't know. The pink one says it's known for calming aggression, inciting relaxation, stress relief, as well as appetite suppression.
You and plus everyone looks pink, which is cool when you're high.
You should do it.
No, you know what, Vicky? You do it. You're the one that buys stupid stuff. Go ahead and buy the pink glasses.
We should get all different colors and do the show with them on.
Yeah. That'd be cool. I'm down.
I call orange. I want orange.
I want blue.
Blue? Okay. Relaxation of the mind, peace, calmness.
I'll just buy a pair of sunglasses and call it green. How about that?
But is it going to make everything green?
Yeah, we're going to test it.
Yeah, right?
Oh, we're going to test it, are we?
Yeah.
How do you test it? You go, what color do you see? Green? Oh, but I got to tell you this story, dude.
Uh-oh, okay.
Oh, dude, this is a cool story. This is something that's real.
We'll be the judge of that.
Oh, no.
Let me put on my blue glasses.
I got a buddy who works for a game company. Mm-hmm. He's colorblind. He's been colorblind for years. And somebody chipped in for him, his company and all of his friends, because these glasses are expensive. They found a way to give him a pair of glasses that would allow him to see colors the way we do. And he had just worn them for the first time at this convention. And we were playing this really colorful game that he's played for years, but he's never. And the dude, it was like, when you hear people say they hear for the first time.
Yeah,
He was so emotional that he got to see colors that
that's
he had never seen before. And it looks like he's just wearing a pair of these cool dark shades. It corrects his color blindness so that he sees what we see.
That's rad.
Yeah, dude.
I got to think that sometimes. Whenever you see someone inside of an establishment, you're like, oh, cool guy with the sunglasses on, right?
Yeah.
And you don't realize that maybe it's because somebody has something going on. Because I had a buddy that he had to always wear sunglasses because of his eyes issues. And so he'd be in a bar, but he got aviator looking ones. So they were like, he made it look a little more like cool guy than it needed to be, maybe.
Yeah.
So people would always give him a hard time, like, oh, you're too cool to take your sunglasses off. He's like, no, I can't. Like, it hurts my eyes if I take my sunglasses off.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah, it was really fun to be around that.
So you not only made one person cry for arguing, but you also made a man cry because he could see colors.
Why do I make him cry? It was his glasses. I had nothing to do with this.
You
did it.
But you're there.
Oh, fuck, you know what?
That's your superhero power.
I don't make people cry most of the time.
You're the crybaby.
Oh, that's my superhero power, the crab baby. So if all of a sudden the evil guy's about to make his plans and push the button to destroy the world,
you show up.
I show up and he starts crying.
It's like cutting onions, yeah.
And he can't find the button,
baby.
Can't see it. Crab baby.
And then all of a sudden he taps into some daddy issues he had. And he forgets that he's about to just destroy the entire world.
This is the worst superpower anyone could ever have.
Cry, baby. Yeah, I feel there's already a cartoon out there.
Yeah, probably.
You're probably right. All right, we got fans of a TV show that are booking the star to officiate their wedding.
Wow.
I'll tell you all about this at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Bachelor host Chris Harrison is apparently interested in some freelance work. He's been an ordained minister since 2012, and now he's got a website where you can book him to officiate your wedding.
Nice.
Whoa, how much is that going to cost?
Yeah, right?
Man. Of course, you know, obviously he's, you know, got his TV show. He's hosting, I mean, how many bachelor seasons and bachelorette seasons? That guy's busy.
Is that the guy you want, though, being the official for your wedding?
Yeah, he doesn't have a great success rate with putting couples together, does he?
It just seems like an odd thing. I'd be like, that'd be the host of Temptation Island. He's going to be doing our wedding.
Yeah. They say, though, that he has the skillful ability to, quote, customize each wedding to the couple.
Better if I'm paying him good money.
Yeah, but if you're, I get it, though. There's a lot of people that are a fan of that show. But me as a dude, I don't know, man. Not that idiot. I guess since her wedding, she gets what she wants. Yeah.
We don't. Better than Jeff Probst.
Oh, yeah, he comes to the wedding. If you see what he's told, he's going to steal your bride.
It's unfair expectations.
Yeah, that's a good point. Kathy Fogler, she's up next. She's got your morning 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
This child doesn't want to come into this world with just, you know, a mediocre father.
Oh, wow.
He's a winner.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
If you put a microphone up to my wife's belly, be like, what do you think of your father right now?
Mediocre?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true. Very mediocre.
It's crazy how she sounds a lot like Richard Sherman.
Well, she's going to be a champion, that's why.
That's very true.
Baby's first words.
Yeah.
Don't you open your mouth about this!
Oh, boy.
Sorry, we didn't mean to talk about you.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Okay.
Hey, sorry, baby.
Well, your baby is really aggro.
Right?
This is a joke, right?
DJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you up front about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're talking, when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.